Hello, welcome to 3 Minutes with Pastor Johnson. I'm glad that you join us today as we continue with our studies, Guard Your Heart. Our scripture for this series of teachings is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, which says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows out of it." Today, we want to guard our heart from fear. You know, fear is one thing which has robbed many people of their blessings and great opportunities which will have propelled them to their next level. Many people fear because of their past experiences. For instance, you failed your exams, so you are scared that you will fail again, or your relative died at a certain age or through a certain sickness or incident, and so you are afraid that a similar thing might happen to you. And the fear of such things grips your heart and you simply cannot do anything about it. Beloved, fear is a spirit and it is surely a bad one. It speaks, it scares, it dominates, it has potential to paralyze your strength, and fear can make you lose focus on your potentials. Paul, in one of his instructions to his spiritual son Timothy, said in 2 Timothy 1 verse 6 to 7 that, "Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." Paul says you need to get up and stir up the gift of God. Beloved, do not be afraid to get up. Do not be afraid to face that which gnashes its teeth at you. The spirit of power, of boldness, of confidence, of wisdom lies in you, and you can overcome that fear. Guard your heart from fear. Isaiah 41 verse 13 says, "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." Beloved, God will help you. He is with you now. He will walk with you. Just get up and take that step of faith as you guard your heart from fear. Stay blessed.
Beloved, if you believe in this Jesus Pastor Johnson spoke about, pray this prayer with me. Jesus, I believe in you. You are my Lord. Save me. Reveal yourself unto me now and forever. Amen.